We're making our way through the parables series, aren't we? We've come across quite a few parables now. Some of them I found quite surprising when they've been opened up and we see below the surface. And hopefully today's one will be no exception. We're going to look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. And a story which is commonly referred to as the rich man and Lazarus. And as we go through this parable, I'd like to use four subheadings to guide us. And the first subheading is meet the audience. A few years ago, I worked as an Open University tutor. And every few months, the university would host development sessions for all the tutors in a particular region. Now, at the time, my region was Manchester. And we'd spend the whole of a Saturday learning from senior staff members how we might improve our teaching skills and our ability to communicate effectively to our students. Now, in the normal course of our work, our students would be the audience. But on these particular Saturdays, we were the audience. And as such, the program for the day was specifically targeted at us. In Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, Jesus is addressing a specific audience. And his message targets them. And on this particular occasion, Jesus' audience was made up of Pharisees. And Pharisees belonged to an influential religious party or sect within Judaism. They were known for their personal piety. They accepted that the written law, our Old Testament, was authored by God. However, they made the mistake of taking human traditions and placing them on an equal footing with the law of God. And in the Gospels, Pharisees are often portrayed as hypocritical, self-righteous, and opposed to Jesus and his teachings. They were also rather smug in that they believed that God viewed them favorably because of their focus on keeping the law. But they tended to focus on the peripheral aspects of the law rather than on the main points. On one occasion, Jesus says to them, "You ignore the important things of the law: justice, mercy, and faith." That's Matthew 23:23 from the New Living Translation. Listen to what else Jesus says about the Pharisees in this chapter. He says, "Everything they do is for show. They love to sit at the top table at banquets and occupy the best seats in the synagogue. They like to be the center of attention when they're out and about." Listen to this one. "They prevent people from entering the kingdom of God. And they make sure that they look good on the outside." But listen to what else Jesus says. "Inside you are filthy, full of greed and self-indulgence." That's verse 25. In verse 28, he says something similar. "You try to look like upright people outwardly, but inside your hearts are filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness." Lawlessness. And these people pride themselves on keeping the law. Well, if you want to know what Jesus really thought about the Pharisees, you should read the whole of Matthew chapter 23. It's pretty shocking. And it's to this audience, self-righteous, self-seeking, self-absorbed Pharisees, that Jesus tells a shocking story. But before we hear the story, let's note the context. Jesus has just been teaching about money. And in verses 13 to 15 of Luke chapter 16, he says this: "No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money." The Pharisees, who dearly loved their money, heard all this and scoffed at him. Then he said to them, "You like to appear righteous in public, but God knows your hearts." This is the word of God. The Pharisees loved their money. They really loved it. It meant the world to them. And because they mistakenly believed that riches demonstrated that God was pleased with them, they equated wealth with good spiritual standing before God. And by the same reasoning, they erroneously concluded that poverty was evidence of God's displeasure. So when they heard Jesus say, "You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money," they scoffed at him. They sneered at him, ridiculed him, poured scorn on him. And Jesus hits the nail right on the head when he replies to them, "You like to appear righteous in public, but God knows your hearts."